Time to get back into our conversation with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette and continue talking how good the fishing is in the local rivers and streams. So here's part two, continue from our last outdoor report. Well, let's talk a little bit about the condition of the fish right now, because it's still fairly early, but the mild water temperatures, you know, that's not exactly great fish for photo opportunities, so to speak. They're pretty dark in there already from what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing. How are the fish overall in their condition for pinks and kings?
Pinks and kings, I haven't seen anything that I would call chrome. Even very low on the river systems, they seem to turn really quick.
And what about the skein?
They're still tight. I have not seen any loose fish. I'm sure there's some out there, especially higher up, because we have been having pushes of fish since Labor Day. So the ones that came in early are going to be ripe by now.
Well, Nick, what else do you think you would recommend folks try this week, you know, if they're headed out there to the rivers?
Well, if you're going to go after coho, I would definitely bring some crawlers and spawn along with you. I like to move quickly, fish a lot of spinners, crankbaits, cover some water. But if you do find a pool where you've got a few fish chasing here or there, then I'll slow down and start trying still fishing tactics or putting spawn under a float.
Well, that sounds good. I guess the last question I have for you, is there any other types of fishing that are worth talking about right now in your neck of the woods?
Well, our Type 1 trout streams are going to close soon. So I would definitely encourage people to get out and do some streamer fishing for browns and brookies, because that is doing very well now. Most of your trout streams, the water temps have dropped significantly there.
Anything you would recommend having in your fly box or spinners or crawlers?
I was doing really well for the fly fishing end of things, using a good-sized sink tip with either classic bucktails and, you know, the Betty McNaults or brown trout colors. I did well on those. I did well on chub patterns, too. And a lot of the guys are saying copper spinners, like Panther Martin styles, are doing really good right now, too.
You said copper?
Yep, copper was a hot one. I'm probably nearly sold out of it.
Yeah.
And gold over pink has been good, too.
Well, I got to say, you know this Indian summer we're starting to experience here, this warmer, milder conditions, typically lend themselves to really good trout fishing at the end of the season, just before October. I mean, if it's these kind of conditions for the next 2 weeks, we could see some trout put some serious feed bags on before the close of the season.
Yeah, I'd say they're taking advantage of it. And I'm still seeing fish at the surface even. They're eating.
Excellent. All right, Nick, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Nick from Superior Outfitters on Front Street in downtown Marquette, giving us the lowdown on the area rivers and trout streams. And you're tuned in to The Outdoor Show.